Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your heart.
Episodes, glory to God, hallelujah, and I don't know when we gonna stop,
Hallelujah. But we want to celebrate tonight. Hallelujah. Because God has brought us a mighty, 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 hallelujah, long way. And this is just the beginning. Glory to God. I'm going to say it again. This is just the beginning. Hallelujah. Amen. God's got some big things in store. Hallelujah for the ministry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for those of you out there on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. You're tuned into the Anointed Truth of Christ. Worldwide ministries, and you know what it is, the revival that just won't stop. We thank God for y'all. Hallelujah. The longest I'm calling it this, I haven't done the research, but I'm just going to assume today, I'm just going to put it out there, the longest running revival in history. We have taken up the whole summer. Glory to God. Blessing the Lord. We have taken up the whole summer. Hallelujah. Receiving the word. We have taken up the whole summer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Opening up ourselves to receive the word of God on today. And we thank God for each and every last one of you. Hallelujah. Who have partnered with the ministry. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have a lot of callers, but we got few partners. We want to thank God for you partners out there. Hallelujah. That have partnered with us and who have decided to sow your seed. Hallelujah. In the ministry that have made the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship your church home. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we pray, amen. And we know that one day, amen, praise God, we're going to have a big old convention. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to come to your city. You're going to come to our city. Hallelujah. We might go all over the world together. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for y'all that have partnered with us. We still, amen, have the clothing line coming. Amen. Praise God. The t-shirts are still coming. Praise God. We just trying to get the finance together. Everybody's in a bind right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God is getting ready to open up a door. God is getting ready to make a way. God is getting ready to do the impossible. Hallelujah. In each and every one of our lives. Praise God. Let me go to the throne of grace before I continue. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we just want to thank you on tonight. We want to thank you, Lord, just for being you, and that's God all by yourself. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. We want to ask that you move tonight. Hallelujah, in a mighty way. We want your anointing to be present with us on the line. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We magnify your name. I shout out almost the out almost by now. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. Lord, we appreciate you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy, any work that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight. Hallelujah. We command it to leave the life. We command it to leave our presence. We command it to leave our houses. Hallelujah. Right now, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you for these 100 episodes. We thank you for being with us every episode. We thank you for the growth, Lord. Hallelujah. We magnify you for it today. Lord, we just love you. And we can't tell you enough. Glory to God. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Once again, if you have just tuned in, hallelujah, maybe this is your first time tuning in to the episode. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. This is the 100th episode. Praise God. If this is your first time tuning in, you tuned in to a good one on tonight. Hallelujah. We are celebrating our 100th episode of the revival that just won't stop. Glory to God, the revival that just won't quit, the revival that keeps going and going and going. And we bless the Lord on tonight. It is featuring the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah, which is based out of Long Beach, California. The West Coast is in the house. Hallelujah, and it is pastored by none other than the Holy Apostle himself, Eldon A. Curry. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, on tonight. Praise God, and he will be coming forth. later on in the broadcast, delivering a dynamic word from the Lord on tonight. So we thank God, hallelujah, for everything that God is doing, everything that he has been doing, everything that he has continued to do. Hallelujah, praise God. We thank God for growth on tonight. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God, hallelujah. We're doing things a little bit differently tonight. The apostle called me earlier, hallelujah. Amen. We're doing a little things a little bit differently tonight when it comes to the order of service. Bless the name of the Lord, hallelujah, amen. We just going to do it just a little bit differently tonight, hallelujah, amen. We want to, amen, reflect on these last 100 episodes, these last 99 episodes, hallelujah, praise God, that we've been in these past months. Praise God, hallelujah. We want to reflect on it and see what we have learned, hallelujah, from listening, from studying. Hallelujah, amen, from opening up ourselves to the word of God, hallelujah, on today. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. So we're going to do it a little bit differently. I'm still going to open up with a scripture. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen, praise God, hallelujah. We're going to this is originally the prayer line, hallelujah, amen. We're going to Mark 11. Praise God, hallelujah, verses 22-26. Bless the name of the Lord. Mark 11, verses 22-26. Reading out of the New Living Translation, it says, then Jesus said to the disciples, have faith in God. Hallelujah. I assure you that you can say to this mountain, may God lift you up and throw you into the sea, and your command will be obeyed. All that is required, hallelujah, amen, is that you really believe and do not doubt in your heart. Listen to me. You can pray for anything, and if you believe, you will have it. But when you are praying, first, forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against, so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins too. Bless the name of the Lord. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on tonight. I read that scripture tonight. We've heard it, amen, maybe 30% of the time since we've been online. We've heard the 100 number of songs, maybe 70%. Hallelujah, amen, since we've been online. Praise God. This particular scripture, though, it tells us what we've been learning this whole time. Hallelujah. Between Psalms 100 and Mark 11, we've been learning how to praise and how to pray. Hallelujah. How to praise God. How to lift him up. How to magnify his name. Hallelujah. And how to pray. Some of us found out that praise is part of prayer. Glory to God. Some of us found out, amen, that praise is part of prayer. That when after I pray, I got to put a praise, hallelujah, on that thing. Glory to God, because the praise is telling God that I believe that I have received whatever I've asked God for. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. This is what we've been learning this whole time. We have been learning to praise God, and we have been learning how to pray. Hallelujah. We've been learning how to forgive. We've been learning how to believe. Praise God. Hallelujah. Where have we come, hallelujah, from when we started? From what I understand, hallelujah, we've been doing this once a week. Y'all been doing this once a week since like last October. Glory to God. Hallelujah. With the Holy Apostle. Praise God. But I know for my own self, since May 11th, praise God, the word of God has been long. He always say he ain't going to be long, but he always been long and strong with you. Hallelujah, praise God. I know Sister Linda been over there taking notes. Praise God, hallelujah. I know Sister Linda been over there asking questions, getting an education on the word of God. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. We know that certain people been listening and paying attention, hallelujah, but we want to see tonight, hallelujah, amen, what effect has the word of God had on your life since May 11th. Glory to God. So we're not going to have a regular testimony service on tonight. Glory to God. When we get ready to open up the floor, amen, praise God, first we want to, we ain't going to do it right now, but first we're going to do a roll call. Hallelujah. We want to know who everybody is on the line. Praise God. We want you to shout out your name, shout out your city. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then once we get a complete roll call, hallelujah, amen, we're going to be coming to each individual, and we want to know, hallelujah, amen, what impact has the word, hallelujah, have on your life? Out of these 100, these 99 episodes, these 99 programs, the 99 times somebody has come before the throne of grace and brought the word of God, which one stood out to you? Which one, amen, had an effect on you? Hallelujah. Which one did you hear and say, you know what? Hallelujah, amen. That word right there, hallelujah, was for me. I know. Hallelujah, praise God. That was a word, hallelujah, from the Lord. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. But before we open up the flow, amen, praise God, we're going to jam a quick song right quick because we're celebrating tonight. Hallelujah. We're celebrating the fact that we are on episode number 100. Glory to God. And we ain't going to stop till we get enough. We celebrate tonight, amen, praise God, that we still going long and strong. And we thank you, those of you that have been here since day one. Hallelujah, praise God. What they say in the streets, you my day one home. Hallelujah, amen. We don't say it like that. We say it a little differently. Hallelujah, praise God. But you've been down since day one. We thank God for you being down since day one. We thank God for you riding with us. Praise God, hallelujah. And we thank God for you being in this walk. Glory to God.
Might as well put your hands together.
means war, people. Praise God. We in a war. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And I got my war clothes on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We want to thank God once again for everybody that has called in, everybody that has tuned in. Episode 100. Glory to God of the revival that just won't stop. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ooh, featuring the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship based out of Long Beach, California. The West Coast is in the house. Pastored by the Holy Apostle himself, Eldon A. Curry. Praise God. Hallelujah. We've been jamming. We've been learning. We've been, hallelujah, praising and raising the name of the Lord since May 11th. And this is the 100th time we have done it. Glory to God. We thank God for each and every last one of you that have called in, everybody that's tuned in. We about to do a roll call. Praise God. We want to know everybody that's on the line on tonight. Like I said, we're doing it a little bit differently tonight. We're not having regular testimony service. Bless the Lord. But we do want to know your name. We want you to shout out your city. Praise God. Hallelujah. So who would like to go first? It's a roll call. Who's on the line on tonight? Bless the Lord.
I'll go first. Praise the Lord, everyone.
Amen. We got
Sister
Linda.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I'm calling from Lancaster, California. That would be the West Coast.
Amen.
And I'm on the line.
From Las Vegas, Nevada.
Who that from Las Vegas? Who that from Las Vegas?
Annette Williams.
Amen. Las Vegas is in the house. Amen. Brother Brian, Atlanta, Georgia is in the house. Hallelujah. Who that? Brother Bobby Preston. Amen. Who else we got on the line out there tonight? Bless the name of the Lord.
I'd like to represent Sister Kathleen from Louisiana. Due to the situation that's taking place down there, she's unable to participate. So she asked me to have everyone pray for her.
Amen, amen.
Say to Louisiana. And her name is Kathleen.
Amen, amen. Well, let's go ahead and take that to the throne of grace right now. Bless the name of the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you all tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. For Sister Kathleen, Lord, for sparing her life. Hallelujah. In the situation, Lord. We want to ask that you bless her in the situation. Hallelujah, Lord. Bless her to know that you are still with her regardless. Hallelujah, of what's going on around her. Hallelujah, help her, Lord, to see. Hallelujah, many have thought may have fallen around her, but you helped her to still stand on tonight. Hallelujah, that you spared her from her harm and danger. Hallelujah, that you provided her a place of refuge. Lord, touch everybody that's been affected, hallelujah, by this storm. Touch your children, hallelujah, amen, the remnants of you, Lord, and have mercy on those. Hallelujah. Have mercy on those who your wrath is against on tonight. And we thank you in advance, Lord. Hallelujah, for continuing to bless and continue to prosper Sister Kathleen on tonight. Lord, hallelujah. Bless her and her entire family on tonight. Help them all to know that you are with them. Hallelujah. And
the
you are comforting
will automatically
them.
End
hallelujah.
In 5 minutes.
Every step of the way. And we bless your name and praise. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God. We wanna keep Sister Kathleen in our prayers. Hallelujah. In her absence on tonight. Amen. Praise God. But we know she'll be back with us pretty soon. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So far tonight I got Sister Linda on the line. I got Brother Bobby, I got Brother Brian, I got Sister Annette, hallelujah, And we are keeping Sister Kathleen in prayer in her absence. Bless the name of the Lord. Who else we got out there on the line on tonight?
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen.
Amen.
The apostles online tonight.
Amen. We got the apostles. Self, praise God. Hallelujah.
Glad in you, Lord.
Amen. We thank Amen. We thank God, amen, for the leader. Hallelujah. Amen. The pastor. Praise God of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. For those of you that just tuned in, maybe this is your first episode listening. Hallelujah. Since May 11th, this man has been bringing the word of God nearly every day. We've had a couple guests here and there. Hallelujah. But the majority, hallelujah, I say 90 of these episodes, praise God, the man of God, maybe 93, has been bringing forth the word of God every night faithfully. Hallelujah. Amen. Regardless of the situation. Hallelujah. So we thank God for him on tonight. Praise God. Amen. So we got Lancaster in the house, Atlanta in the house, Vegas in the house, hallelujah, and Long Beach in the house. And of course, you know, I'm in Arlington, Texas, but H-Town is where I'm from. Houston, Texas is most definitely in the house on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we want to ask this question. Hallelujah. What when you look back over these last 99 messages, praise God, and it doesn't matter who goes first, amen, what message stuck out to you, praise God, hallelujah, what message was like a turning point, a pivot, hallelujah, where you can say, I heard that word, amen, and it changed something. Go ahead, Sister Linda. I hear you. You ready? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll go first. But before I answer the question, we have to lift up, I can't call her name, but she's from Georgia.
Sister Yolanda?
Who I'm talking about. Sister Yolanda. She's up under the weather. She had to go to the emergency room this morning. So we need to lift her up in prayer. She's out of Georgia.
Amen.
Okay, so I'm a messenger today for our sisters in Christ. But the message that I learned pertaining, and this took place on Saturday, May the 22nd, how to lift God up. How we lift God up by praising him and by worshiping him. I think that stood out for me because I didn't know the importance of lifting the Lord up. I didn't know personally that when you lift him up, he draws closer to you. And another one that stood out for me was Mark 11, trusting and believing what you're praying for. You know, we did that a minute ago. So when we pray, we have to not look at it with this natural eyes. We got to look at it in the spiritual realm that whatever we're praying for that has been done already, and we got to believe with all our heart and soul that it's done already. And that the Lord is going to bring us through whatever situations we're going through as long as we trust in him and believe in him and continue to praise him. But, you know, we've been at it for 100 days. There's a lot of good lessons that I learned, but those were two of them.
Hey, man.
You keep saying we started on May 11th, but I have documentation and letters sent way back from May 5th.
May 5th?
So we've been at it we've been at it for a while. We're going to continue to be at it as long as it takes. And I'm just appreciative and grateful for the Pastor Corey and you, Brother Andre, for taking the time to educate us and teach us the word of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. And you know what? You are absolutely right. We started May 5th, and it was supposed to end on May 11th. You are so right,
exactly.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yep,
so we've already crossed June, July, August, September. We've already reached the 4 month mark. Glory to God.
Right.
Hallelujah. Mm. Wow. Look at God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Because on May 5th, that lesson was pertaining to God's angels, who they are, what their names are, and, just who they are and what their job is up in heaven. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, yes, Sister Linda's been taking notes.
I remember
the name
that.
Of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen. Well, I'll go ahead and go next with mine. The one, all of them from the start to the finish, all of them good. But there's certain things that stuck out to me. Like in one sermon he said, you don't want to disconnect from people because you don't want to hurt their feelings. And he said, you better hit that switch. You better disconnect.
Right.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And I got to thinking. I'm like, yeah, it is a few people that I don't want to hurt their feelings. You're absolutely right. I need to disconnect for some people. Praise God. Hallelujah. And just with me just being on the prayer line with you guys, period, because like I said, I've been doing this a long time. And it's been a while because I have felt the anointing of God on a prayer line the way I feel it on this. Praise God. I mean, I've been to a couple of churches that had it, praise God, but when it comes to the prayer line, I haven't heard the anointing move. I haven't heard people speaking in tongues. I heard people praising God. I ain't heard no real preaching on the prayer line. Praise God. I've heard. And you can tell with some of these prayer lines, it's a lot of prayer lines that want me to broadcast them, and they would pay me to do it. But I've been on them, and if I don't feel the Spirit of God moving, I'm not involved, whether it's money involved or not. You know? So
Amen.
I connected with y'all because it was just the anointing was here. And wherever the anointing is, that's where I want to be. Praise God. So I just thank God for the Holy Ghost hookup. Hallelujah on tonight. The Holy Ghost hookup. I've met my brother from another mother. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's a blessing in itself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I've met all of you guys, Brother Brian, Brother Bobby. Amen. Sister Kathleen. Sister Yolanda, Mother Alberta, praise God, Sister Linda, amen. Giovanni standing in the doorway behind her listening to us. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. Everybody out there, amen, praise God, that we've met on the line, praise God. I thank God for meeting all of y'all. And like I said, from day one, and another one, it's in your mouth. Praise God, hallelujah.
Amen.
I can't remember. I can't remember all the details of the message, but I can remember the apostle saying, it's in your mouth. It's in your mouth. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Amen. Praise God. So is there anyone else on the line on tonight? Amen. What message touch you on tonight, praise God. If you've been blessed to be on the line in the last 4 months, praise God, hallelujah.
I just want to thank God for being online. I mean, 100. It's just a blessing to be in this revival this long. I never thought we would be this 100 revival. We all need to get our young folks in revival to learn about this word and stuff, what's going on in the world, how we need to stop taking on one another and forgive one another and forgive one another. So what's happening now, people don't want to forgive folks if they do you wrong. You say, you did me wrong. How could you do this to me? Well, forgive them. Don't talk about them. Don't hate on them. Love.
Mm.
Amen.
Because I don't hate nobody. I never hated nobody in my life. Ever since I've been knowing Brother Elicori and Brother Andre, it's been a blessing for me to be a part.
Amen.
Here from Linda, Alberta, Kathleen, Sister Jackie, I'm saying, Kathleen, I'm praying for her in Louisiana. I just thank God for being here. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Brother Bobby. Hallelujah. Brother Bobby said he done learned we got to forgive people and don't be no hater. I remember that message. Hallelujah. Don't let them turn you into no hater. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. There's so many messages that have gone forth. This man has preached a lifetime's worth of word. Y'all got to understand, most preachers only preach once a week. That's it. Once a week. Maybe if we got a revival out of town, you know, maybe I'll do something then. But most preachers preach an average of 52 times a year. This man has doubled up on that. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In 4 months. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He done did a Tupac. Praise God. Hallelujah. Long after he's gone, he's going to be dropping sermons. They're going to be like, what's going on? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Do we have anyone else? Go ahead, Sister Linda.
Can I elaborate on what you spoke up when you said I was the type of person that was concerned about, you know, worrying about people, about what they thought, even though I knew their lifestyle. I knew what they were doing wasn't right. I knew some of the activities and things they were doing wasn't pleasing to the Lord, but I used to be the type, I wanted everyone to like me. I wanted to be friends with everyone. But when I learned the lesson about, you know, ain't everybody going to make it with you because you've been chosen by the Lord. And God moves people from you for a reason. We may not understand it when it happens, but eventually he'll give us the knowledge and the understanding of why. So when the pastor spoke on that particular message, hey, you got to save yourself because some people don't want to be saved. And it's true. I didn't understand it when I was coming up. My mother and my grandparents, because I'm old school, they always had this saying about birds of a feather flock together.
Mm.
And if you mess with trash, trash will get in your eyes. And I was young and silly, and I used to look at them. I used to say these broths. Well, I didn't call them broths. But I used to look at them, and I used to say, these people is crazy. How am I gonna flock with a bunch of birds, you know? But as I got older and I started seeing things and experiencing things, then the knowledge came to me what that meant, you know? So the Lord ain't saving everybody. And if he's blessing you to save you and to bring you to the promised land, then you might have to cut people, leave people behind. You know, it could be your kids. You know, because ain't everybody going to make it to see his face. Mm. So that was a good point for me. You know, so now I'm at the stage in my life, I don't care if you like me or not. I'm going to do what I feel that what the Lord tells me to do, obedience to God.
Come on now.
He's the only one we're supposed to be obedient to, besides our husband. But unfortunately, I don't have a husband no more, so I chose the Lord to be my husband and my father. So I'm going to be obedient to him, and I don't have to, I feel like I don't have to explain nothing to nobody.
Mm. Amen. Amen. That's good right there, Sister Linda. You're absolutely right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We supposed to be set apart. It took me a while to learn that too. Praise God. I'm supposed to be different than everybody else. Praise God. We supposed to be different than everybody else. Praise God. I was like you. I wanted everybody to like me. I wanted to fit in. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But we thank God, hallelujah, for the repentant mind, the change that God brings to us, the knowledge, the wisdom he gives us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anyone else tonight, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. If that can reflect back on the last 99, praise God, and a word touched right there, praise God.
Amen. I just want to say I've been blessed by just, you know, listening to the messages. I can't recall all of them, but I know that, that some of the messages that I did get on, that I was blessed by the Word of God, because I believe in truly revived by the Holy Ghost, and that's what the people need today. So you know, having a revival that just won't stop, you know, we should see change. After we don't heard the word, because faith come by hearing and the word of God. So if there's no change taking place, then we need to go back and check ourselves and reexamine and see if we did it.
Amen.
Are we allowing the Holy Ghost to make the change inwardly so we can reflect outwardly, so we can look like Christ, talk like him, walk like him, act like him, you know, so people can see our light. So if you've been hearing the word for like the last 5 or 6 months, and you be on here 7 days a week, something should totally happen. If it's not, then we gotta go back and say, Lord, what is what I haven't reflected So, you know, so I just believe in a true been truly revived. What a true revival looks like in the church. So, you know, in the people of God. So then that's when we allow the indwelling of the Holy Ghost to have his way inside of us, so we can produce those fruits that's talked about in Galatians, because we have freedom in Christ. You know, Christ went to the cross for us, and then some people stopped at the cross. But then he's not on the cross. We gotta go after what happened after the cross. So I believe that we sit in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So, you know, we got, you know, I don't know what all to say, but just hallelujah, thank God that he's regenerating all of us, you know. So it's an inward thing. It's inwardly that change takes place. not outwardly, it's inwardly. What your heart looks like. What the spirit looks like. So if you're receiving word,
yeah.
That word will heal. Word will deliver. The word will set you free. So, you know, I just thank God I'm getting set free even right now just by talking. Just by being a testimony. We got to let our lights don't shine. And I thank God that he is the rock of my salvation. So, you know, I just bless the Lord and consider the Lord continue to bless this, bless the line every day that God continues to speak to the apostle, that he would give him a rhema word, that the people be healed and set free so they can move forward, not being in a stagnation place, but moving forward, not looking to the right, not looking to the left, but keeping our eyes on the prize, which is Christ Jesus, and doing the work of the Father, doing his
will. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God. Hallelujah for that testimony on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. And she's absolutely right. Amen. Those of us that have been on here, hallelujah, 7 days a week, praise God, we ought to have seen some kind of change in our lives. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We should have seen some kind of change in our personality. Amen. Praise God. You ought to see some kind of change at work, the way you respond to people. Hallelujah. Amen. The way you just do things in general. Praise God. It should have been some kind of change if you've been on the line all this time. Hallelujah. And it ain't nothing changed. Something wrong, praise God. I'm just going to say that. Hallelujah. Something wrong. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. But let me ask. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord.
Go ahead, sister.
Praise God. You know what? It's a difference to come on this line, to just be coming on this line, than opposed to coming on this line to truly learn of the Lord. Because there's laws of the land that we should obey. There's God's laws. And, you know, it's a difference when you come on there to try to learn God's lives and to apply them in your life than opposed to, you know, just coming over on the line, oh, I ain't got nothing to do. Let me just drop in and harass the ones that's trying to do the right thing. And like the young lady said, and like you just said, if you've been on here for 4 or 5 months and you haven't made any changes, then you're just wasting your time and playing with the Lord. He's no one to be played with. So I advise anyone, if you're not sincere about this thing, don't play with it, because you will get burnt in the end. You play with fire, you're going to get burnt. You keep knocking at Satan's door, one day he's going to open it. So you need to be sincere.
Amen. Amen, ooh. Sister Linda. Praise God. We thank God for that word. That was a message from God right there. We have to be sincere with everything we're doing. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Mother. How you doing? Yeah. Bless the Lord.
I'm blessed and highly favored. Blessed praise by God. The best, most out of anything left.
Yes.
I got a praise report because I'm here today. Some people didn't make it, but I'm here.
Amen.
I'm here in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I listen to the different comments and what people are saying. But it's truly all about God and what he's thinking. And you're right. If you come down here to play tag, you can't play with that. Because God sits so high, and he looked down low, and he's in the middle. When this line was created, It was created to serve God in spirit and in truth. And I want to be that example. I want to be an example for him. We don't have to prove it to man or woman, but we have to prove it to God.
Amen.
He knows all about you anyway. You see everything
Amen.
You do. You know what you're accomplishing. You know what your accomplishment is. When you have a revival, it's about saving souls for Christ, reviver. You hear that word, reviver? Just revive again. And it's not for yourself. It's for the Lord. And show him what you're about. Because only what you do for God is going to last.
Amen.
Only what you do for Christ is going to last.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to pretend. I say we don't have to pretend to make it in.
Amen.
I heard somebody say, fake it till you make it. No.
Not when it comes to the Lord.
We got to take it until we make it. That means we got to hold on to the hands of God. Because his hands will never change. Man or woman hand will change. The arm of flesh will fail you, but God won't.
Amen.
So this lie was created to win people and souls to Christ. It was created to tell people what you must do to be saved. It's not to be played with. So I just want to say, if you're playing with it, don't play with it, because one day you're going to pay for it if you're playing with it.
Amen.
So, truly, for saving souls, we got to be responsible for at least one soul. Just like God, when Jesus passed that tree, he was expecting to see fruit on that tree.
Mm-hmm.
But because there wasn't no fruit, he cursed that tree, and that tree withered up and died. If we're not showing love for Christ and calling sinners to come to Christ, we ain't working for nobody but ourselves.
Amen.
You know, jumping and shouting in the word is all right, but we got to live the life, meaning we got to be responsible for a soul.
Amen.
And you have to ask yourself, have I brought anybody? Have I won anybody? Have I witnessed to anybody? And right then you should see confirmation to the way you live. I'm not perfect. No one is. We only had one perfect person. But it's a mark, the perfect one. Every day you live, saints, we have to mark that perfect one. Jesus said, do it, do it. If Jesus said, help the poor, do it.
Mm-hmm.
If Jesus said, show love, do it.
Show love.
Because that's his love. God is love. God is love. He said, love him with all our heart and soul, and then treat our neighbors as ourselves.
Amen.
Don't say, oh, well, I'm going to come visit you, Sister Alberta. You never come. Don't say, oh, Sister Alberta, I'm praying for you. And you don't pray.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah, everything we do in love. Everything we do in love.
Ooh.
That's what's going to conquer a lot of things, that love. Because Jesus was love. And he said,
Amen.
And it will make you free. If you don't know the truth, you're not going to be free from sin. You could walk, you could talk, you could shout, but God say, know the truth. We can't have to do this.
Amen.
We got to be real to God.
Amen.
I came in at the right time. Came in on this prayer line at the right time. I'm stirred up, and the more I hear about Jesus, what's going on in the world, I did a lot of posting. First, I started Chronicles, I think it's First Chronicles 7, 14, when he said, humble yourself. Seek his face. Seek after what he wants, not your desire, but what he desires for you. And if you look at the Lord, if you look at what he wants, then he'll hear your cry. Then he'll hear your prayer. Seek him in everything you do. Because we doesn't matter. We just like I heard grass. That grass will blow away. But God's word gonna stand. Like he say, heaven and earth go vanish away.
That's
but his word. His word lasts forever and ever. I'm not a real spokesman, but I'm a spokesman for God. In church, we got to get right. I don't care who make things sound good, we got to be a doer.
Amen.
First, we got to be a hero, and we got to be a doer.
Amen.
So I want to say once again, I woke up this morning and I got a right to praising. I got a right to thanking.
Hallelujah.
We had a death on last week and we seen it every day.
Oh,
we got to bless the people before they leave here. We got to tell somebody that God came to save them and give them life. Tell somebody about God.
Amen.
Not about ourselves and not about what we want. So it's only what we do for God is going to last. I've been laying here, but you know what? God been talking to me. I'm a hearer and I wish I could be more of a doer. But I'm doing in the spirit of God. Because he using me. He's using my mouth. He using my hands. He using my feet. I say feet. Because I could dance for him. He using
Amen.
My hands. Because I could clap for him. He uses my voice. Because I could sing for him.
Hallelujah.
He uses my speech. He using me to cry out to the world. And I'm telling y'all, it's not about you. Here today and gone tomorrow. It's only what you do for Christ that's going to last. Only what you do for Christ is going to last. Do I want this to get to the public? Do I want this to go nationwide?
Yes.
It's all about God. It's about being a doer, being a hearer of his word.
Amen.
So if you run a soul away from the word of God, you might as well throw the towel in for yourself.
Amen.
The word of God says, seek the Lord where he may be found. Call upon him while he near. The Lord is still in the building.
Still on the throne.
When he leave the building, he ain't going to hear you no more. As I always say, pray for me and pray for my family. Pray for men and women around the globe. You can't be stingy with prayer. And remember, only what you pray will last.
Amen.
And I want to tell you about the Revival. Revival is to win souls to Christ.
If you saw it, something burning, then what's up?
Revived again. Revival is to save souls. Revival is to be on fire for the Lord. Revival is to talk about him and all his goodness. That's what revival mean to me. Amen. So I'm going to leave y'all with this. Be blessed. Keep on doing God. Amen. Be blessed.
Amen, Mother. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for Mother Alberta on today. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We got to do everything we're doing for the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God on today. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have anyone else tonight? Amen. Look back on the last 99 episodes, praise God, and remember a message that had an impact on your life on tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, Reverend, let me ask this. Has anybody, praise God, been blessed from sowing a seed, praise God? Have you sown a seed and seen a blessing in your life, praise God?
I have, amen. I have. I'm blessed to the fact that I had the opportunity to come on this line. I'm blessed that the Lord kept me, providing for me, blessing me. I'm blessed that I had the opportunity to pray for each, to pray for everyone, and to meet everyone. We became a family now. I'm blessed for that, and I'm also especially crazy blessed for Pastor Corey and for you too, Brother Andre, for sending up prayers on my son's behalf. You know, I know without a shadow of a doubt this line is moving. You know, I've been in and out of all type of churches. But with this line and with Pastor Corey, I could feel something that I didn't feel in and out the other churches. And I'm thankful that the Lord sent me a true prophet. I'm thankful to the Lord that, you know, I could see changes in Giovanni. Like I said, for a while, my son was drinking 2 or 3 pints per day for about 6 or 7 months, and it's just by the grace of God he hasn't had no major health problems. I rebuked that in the blood of Jesus, but I could see the Lord moving him. You know, like I said, you know, I'm not going to sit here and lie and pretend for nobody. Either you like me or you don't. Who cares? But anyway, he hasn't completely stopped, but he slowed it down. He might do it once a week. You know, and that's a whole lot better than 24/7. And I believe, and I'm trusting in the Lord, with everybody's prayer, with the Lord's help, that he's going to take that, deliver him from that, you know. You know, people get on this line and pretend like, oh, they don't want to speak up, they don't want to say nothing, they don't want nobody to know your business, their business. You ain't got no business when it comes to the Lord, because he know all your business anyway. And if you need somebody to pray for you, you need to be honest and truthful with that person so they'll know what to pray for and how to pray for you. You can't do it. If you can't do it, you be honest and truthful to the person you asking, you know. Because sneaking and hiding sweeping things up under the rug, they'll get you nowhere. You know, especially when it comes to the Lord. You know, and I'm not embarrassed of my son, because I know I'm not the only mother that has a son with problems. There have been many mothers before me and before my mother and before my grandparents. But, you know, I'm really, no. You know, you know without a shadow of a doubt
when the Lord has moved on your behalf. You know it. You can't dispute it because you know it. And so I'm blessed in lots of ways, you know. And God is always right on time. You know, he may not be there when we want him, but he's always right on time.
Praise the Lord, can you hear me?
Yes, praise the Lord.
Yes. Pastor Andre, do you have a backup number to my line? I mean to the line.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay, you have that 202 that
It's the backup number is
202. So someone's trying to get on the line, and they need the backup number. So would you kindly get them the backup number to the line?
Yeah, it's 206-451-6104. And then they have to...
Let me have a pen. Hello? Okay, can you repeat that number again?
Yes, 206-451-6104.
Okay. I'm sure they got it. Thank you, Pastor Andre.
You're welcome.
Okay.
So, as I was saying, everyone on this line should feel like they're blessed. They are blessed. And they should be grateful and appreciative because they're still living. I mean, Lord's bringing people home left and right. Like Mother Alberta always said, you used to be here today and gone tomorrow. People are here today and gone today. So, you know, everyone on the line is truly blessed. If, you know, you be blessed for your health and strength. You be blessed that you still breathing. Because this the Lord's here, and he could snatch you when he wants to, and ain't nothing you could do about it.
Amen. Amen to that. Hey, nothing you can do about it. When it's your time to go, you ain't going to know until you go. That's the bottom line.
Amen.
When it's your time to go, you ain't going to know till you see his face. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Anyone else on tonight, amen, have a testimony, amen, of how the revival has affected their lives, praise God, since they've been on? Amen. 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 Well, we bless the Lord on tonight. Praise God. I know we have some listeners out there on Blog Talk Radio that choose not to call in. Praise God. That's one thing with radio. Praise God. There's so many people out there that might be listening. Amen. Praise God. And they are being touched by the word also. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know, we never, for those of you out there, amen, we thank God for you that tune in, amen, or you listen to the recordings. Praise God. We thank God for y'all on tonight. Amen. And we pray that you've been blessed by the word on tonight. Hallelujah. And y'all can feel free to leave comments in the comment box at the bottom of the screen. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you need personal prayer, leave your name, leave your number. Amen. And we'll get back to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. On a personal basis. Praise God. Hallelujah.
So we thank God for everybody out there on tonight. Hallelujah. Everybody that has been tuning in, everybody that's tuned in on tonight. Like I said, if you didn't know, this is the 100th episode of the revival that just won't stop. Praise God. And I know, at least one soul, praise God, that was won to Christ. Am I right about it, Apostle? Amen. When you were preaching in the laundromat?
Yes.
Hallelujah, amen. And a woman gave her life to Christ, and I believe there's also a Muslim brother, hallelujah, that has been ear hustling, hallelujah, praise God, so to speak, amen. And he's on the way, praise God, to turn his life over, praise God, hallelujah, to Christ. A Muslim brother, that's somebody from another religion. Hallelujah, praise God. There's somebody, let me tell you about the Muslims. It's not that they don't believe in Jesus. They don't believe in Yahshua. They don't believe he was the Son of God. They believe he was just a prophet. Hallelujah, praise God. And what our job is to show them who he really was, that he was not just a prophet. Hallelujah, that he was the Son of the living God. Hallelujah, praise God. And if this man just hearing the word in past is even considering this idea, praise God. Because I know y'all seen the Malcolm X movie. Y'all seen the Malcolm X movie. They ain't supposed to listen to us at all. Hallelujah, praise God. They ain't supposed to stop. They ain't supposed to give us no kind of attention. But something that the man of God said caught his attention. It made me think of Moses. Remember, if you read the scripture, the Bible says Moses was walking, hallelujah, praise God, and the burning bush caught his attention, and the Bible says in the King James, he had to turn aside to see, hallelujah, praise God. In other words, this was something unusual because the bush was burning, but that wasn't the unusual part. The unusual part about the bush was that it was burning, but it was not being consumed, and this caught his attention. Praise God, hallelujah. Moses was not a man of God exactly. He was kind of just found out about it. Y'all know the story, praise God, hallelujah. But this man could be like an Egyptian that God, hallelujah, has been called, and he heard the word of God through the man of God, and who knows who he going to go back to the mosque. I don't know what it's called. Is it the mosque? Whatever they building is. Who we going to bring back and say, I heard this man preaching by Jesus. But he called him Yahshua when he was preaching by him. And that's what caught my attention. So I had to stop and listen. And when I stopped and listened, I realized he was talking about Jesus. And then I realized he was saying Jesus was God and God was Jesus and da 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 da. You don't know how many people, hallelujah, amen, that word and touch just through one person. Praise God, hallelujah. The woman in the laundromat, hallelujah. It's like remember Jesus kept encountering certain people. Hallelujah. It was a multitude, but it was only certain people, hallelujah, that he gave a word to. Nicodemus got a word. The woman at the well, she got a word. Hallelujah, praise God. Only certain people got the Pharisee Simon, he got a word. Hallelujah. And he was a Pharisee. Only certain people got a word that caught the word and ran with the word and was changed by the word. The Bible says, my sheep hear my voice. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we all know, we those of us who've been on the line, we cannot deny that the voice of God speaks through the man of God. We can't deny it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The prophecies have come to pass.
Thank you.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm a living witness. Look, I know y'all don't know me like that, but y'all got to understand, I don't bag everybody. I got friends that I won't bag, that I won't go on their line. I won't broadcast. And I know these people personally.
Hallelujah, praise. And that's why I won't that's why I won't broadcast from glory to God. Hallelujah. But I stand behind the apostle because I feel it in my spirit. Hallelujah, praise. What the world say, I feel in my gut, they call it their gut. But it's really your spirit. I feel it in my spirit. This is a man of God. So what do you say, Pat? When he say test the spirit by the word. Hallelujah. The word was sow a seed. I sowed a seed, and the next day the seed doubled. The next day I sowed a $25 seed into a man of God. And the next day a lady asked me to do something I always do for her. Praise God. Hallelujah. But she couldn't be on her own line, so she said, would you give a word for me? And I gave a word just to give a word. Wasn't expecting nothing in return. Then my Cash App went off on my phone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. My wife sold a seed. Hallelujah. Praise God. My wife sold a seed into the ministry. Praise God. Hallelujah. And off of her seed, amen, she has gotten a raise from $10 to $11 to $12 in that time period. Praise God. Hey! Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. So the word is working. Praise God. We just got to believe the word. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got to believe the word, praise God. We got to sow into the good ground. When it comes to sowing, we got to sow into the good ground. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So I personally thank God for knowing that, hallelujah, because I test people by my money. Like God said, test me in this. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I'm not willing to just sow into anybody. I'm cautious when you tell me to sow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But I wasn't cautious with him. Praise God. It just came naturally to do. Hallelujah. When it's in your heart, it flows.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So I know, I thank God, hallelujah, for the word. Every word that I've heard has been confirmation to my situation. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's been confirmation to my situation. Hallelujah. Amen. So I thank God for the man of God. I thank God for Mother Alberta. She called me and told me I got a man of God. Hallelujah. That I want to put on the revival for. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And she was willing to put her money behind him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, normally, that don't normally happen. Y'all got to understand, that don't normally happen. Normally when somebody call me and they want to broadcast and they got some money, they want to broadcast themselves. Hallelujah. Praise God. They want to broadcast themselves. But I was like, Mother Alberta, you want to host it? What you want to do? She said, no, you can do all that. I just want the revival to go on. Hallelujah. Like she just was saying, she want to get the soul saved. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God for the souls that we know have been saved. Hallelujah. We thank God for the souls that might have been saved or probably have been saved that I say on the airwaves listening. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We don't get that many listeners, amen, but we get enough to I can say that we have a steady base of people listening. Praise God. Not just listening, but also watching. Amen. On YouTube, when we do the YouTube videos, praise God. Hallelujah. And it's just the audio. They just listening. They looking at a sign, listening to him preach on YouTube. Hallelujah. Or looking at me, listening to him preach on YouTube. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we got a steady stream of those people. So we give a shout out to all of y'all also that steady watch. Praise God, and steady listen. Hallelujah. That's the key to listen. Hallelujah. We're trying to get you in the door, but once we get you in the door, you got to be taught the right way. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You got to be taught the right way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So we just thank God. Hallelujah. I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to
I'm going to introduce the man of God for him to come in with his comments on tonight, but I'm going to say this.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Amen. The man of God comes forth every night. The Lord speaks through him. The Lord might have a word to come through me. Amen. And it's all because Jesus said it like this. He said, I have not come for the righteous, but rather for a sinner, the sinner to answer the call of repentance. Now, in that particular context, I believe that's in Matthew, that word repentance in the Greek is metanoia. Meta means to change, and noia means fight, which means, that's where we get psychology, which is the study of the mind. So he's saying, I'm looking for a sinner to answer a call to change his mind. And this is what I want to testify about, because I just recently repented of something that I had been stopped doing. I want to put this testimony out there real quick. Hallelujah. And it's all things to be smothered in the Word. When you stay in the Word will change your mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I have stopped.
Come on here.
I'm going to be honest. Like Sister Linda say. Be honest. Let's take the veil off. Can we take the gloves out? Hallelujah. Bad knuckle fighting like back in the 1900s. Praise God. When I worked as a manager at these fast food restaurants, glory to God, can I be honest with y'all? I'm going to be honest with y'all. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I used to hit them registers up, y'all. Back in the day, before I got saved, hallelujah, I would hit them registers up. Hallelujah. I wouldn't come out short. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about because I like, oh, amen. I know, praise God, but that's okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, amen. We call it the official term is underring. It's underring. You come in, you order your food. I give you your food. You pay me for the food, but the money never reached the register and it never get rung up. It goes straight in my pocket. You missing all kind of inventory. And I didn't feel, understand, I stopped doing it once I got saved. I stopped doing it about 5 years ago.
Amen.
But I didn't repent of it till about last week. I didn't say, let me tell you where my mindset was. I stopped doing it because the Bible says thou shalt not steal. But in my heart, I did not feel like it was wrong because I feel like, you know, when you're on a job and you feel like you're overworked and underpaid, I feel like I'm balancing the scale. I feel like I was balancing the scale. I had to come to grips with there's a way of thinking that's right to man that's wrong to God. Even though I had stopped doing it, I hadn't repented of it. Like, it's people that stop cheating but still feel like, I really don't see what the big deal. Glory to God. It's people that stop lying that still feel like I still don't see what the big deal was. I'm just not gonna do it out of obligation because this is what the Word tells me to do. But the man of God been preaching and preaching and preaching about the heart. Submit your body as a living sacrifice. The heart. I have to conform my heart to God's heart. I feel like I'm justified. God's saying, you wrong. I have to say, you right, God. I'm wrong. Not just stop doing it. I got to say, I'm wrong. I can't ask forgiveness for something that I just stopped doing and I ain't never said I did it. That's kind of what was going on. I just stopped doing it, but I never really said, yeah, God, I was stealing. Because I felt like I was an honest person. You can leave your purse around me. You can drop your wallet. You can drop money. Hey, Sister Linda, come back. You drop your money right here, $200. You better get this. And people around me be like, wow, I can't believe you gave that money back. I'm like, I ain't worried about that money. I'm going to get this rich. I'm going to rob this millionaire. That's where I was.
Amen.
Amen. But I don't repent of that. And
but
I think, go ahead.
You know what? I had a situation like that. I found the wallet.
And it was $150, and it was me and three of my friends. We was all walking to the movies. And I was the one that found the wallet. And they was like, well, why you gonna pick it up? I said, it might be some money in it. And I picked it up, and it was $150. And we was happy. We was as happy as we could be. And I split the money because it was the three of us, right? So we made a vow to each other to not to tell nobody. So we didn't say nothing to nobody. So I went to a church a while back, and I don't know. I felt really, really guilty. But all at once, the pastor was, you know, he was preaching, but then he ran across a conversation about if you find somebody's wallet and they got that information in that wallet, you are supposed to return it. If you don't return it, you steal it. I felt so, so low. And I was like, who's gonna return the money? But according to the way he was preaching, he was saying that was a form of stealing. I said to myself, this man is crazy. How did I steal it and I fought it? But now I kind of like could relate to why it would be stealing, because I had a way of contacting those people, and I didn't.
Yeah.
But I had fun that
it.
Day. Yeah.
Hey, man, yeah, that's it right there. Praise God. And that's where the repentance comes in. Praise God. Now we can, once that happens, we forgiven of you. That is not that we just going to stop doing it. Now we forgiven of you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
You know, that's just like how when you watch the news and people find this money and they turn it over to the police department. But what people don't understand, it's a law. Then you have to return that money. Now, if nobody comes to claim it, then it becomes yours. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me find me a spot. Yeah. God help my soul. I ain't returning nothing, because you know you return this money, and the police department end up stealing a proportion out of it. But you know. When you truly has changed your way of thinking, it'll change your heart. It'll change your whole mindset. And then you will do the right thing because God is going to convict you for it. You know, some people have a conscience. You know?
Amen.
I'm laughing because I'm laughing because just like my cousin, he's in prison now. He was running around out there in Los Angeles robbing people, but he was a juvenile at the time. He robbed these people, and he got scared after he had the money. And he was telling me and telling everybody else, but he was scared. He thought he was going to get caught. He thought he was going to somebody seen him, right? Because, you know, I don't care what time it is, day or night, somebody sees something. And he went to my older cousin, and my older cousin told him, well, if you're so busy worrying about it, if you're so scared, give the money to me. I'll keep it for you. I'll put it up for you. You know, when you need it, I'll give you a little bit at a time. He wasn't that scared. He didn't turn that money over to nobody. But he kept
that
money.
Wow, that must have been a lot of money.
We don't know, but he was scared. He didn't sleep. He kept. He was just freaked out. But you know, but I asked my cousin, "Were you really gonna give that money back to him?" He said, "No. If he was stupid enough to give me that money, I was gonna keep it because he had no business out there robbing and stealing." I'm like, so. He stole from somebody, so now you gonna steal from him. He said, he don't know what to do with it. I'm like, wow.
Wow. You know, when you have a good heart, God comes in your life and change you. You know, you do what's right. You know.
Amen.
I don't know. God has a way. God has a way of cleaning people up, changing their mindset, changing their lifestyle, converting them to want to live right and do the right things. And that's a good thing. If you're willing to make that change.
Amen. Amen, Sister Linda. You're absolutely right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I just thank God for the man of God that we have to bring us the word every night to constantly renew our minds and keep our minds focused on God. Because that's a key part of the whole thing is staying focused. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So do we have any more comments tonight on the revival thus far? The 100th episode, amen. Praise God.
Hey, can you guys explain one thing to me before we get off the line? It was like
explain.
When I was coming up. I'm just explaining it to you. It was like when I was coming up, my grandparents would work us like slaves. And we used to complain among each other, you know, and we used to like, and she would say, she overheard us complaining one day, and she was like, idle mind get you in trouble. What exactly does that mean? That's what I'm not understanding.
Idle mind, the devil's workshop.
Yeah, but that's what you would say.
Well, an idle mind is a mind that ain't doing nothing. A mind that's not occupied. A mind that ain't got nothing to think about. That's not thinking about the things of God. So as long as our mind is not thinking about the things of God, then the devil is able to impute his thoughts in our mind because our mind is considered to be unoccupied. It's considered to be vacant. Amen. And so when the enemy sees a vacant mind or a mind that is not in tune with the Lord, he said, when I say you ain't in tune with the Lord, that means that you must be waiting on me. And so therefore, he takes the opportunity, because remember, he's a thief. So we're talking about stealing. He's a thief. And so he loves to steal minds. That's his blessing. That's why the Bible says that he'll keep our mind in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. So anytime that the enemy see our mind is not stayed on him, then he says, oh, yeah, you open. And so I'm gonna put all these thoughts in your head, because you're not keeping your mind on the one that can keep your mind safe.
Oh, wow.
And so that's why he don't want us to really hear the word, to get into the word. He said, because if you really get into the word, that word going to change your mind. I believe that Elder, amen, was talking about earlier about how when Yahshua said, I didn't come for the righteous, but call the sinner to repentance. In other words, I come to call those who are not in tune with me to change their mind. In other words, to stop doing what you're doing. How to get Satan out of your nature. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. To change your sinful nature so I can make your nature like mine. Come on here, somebody. So. God is saying, the more you hear the word, and the more the word get in your heart, and the more the word get in your mouth, amen, then after a while, you have a change of mind. You be like, no, devil. Now you get out here with your mess. Hallelujah. Go on somewhere. Hallelujah. I rebuke you in the name of Yahshua. Why? Because I no longer want to hear what you got to say. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for explaining that to me, because I never did understand that, because I used to tell my other cousins, you know what, she just saying that to make up the workers, because we didn't have no Saturday. Our Saturday was cleaning our whole house every Saturday, and I was like, wow. But now I'm starting to understand, you know?
And yeah, then you said that kept you out the street.
Yeah, well.
That's what they, like that, like,
okay.
Like we put our kids in football. We put them in sports to keep them out, like, keep them busy. That way ain't nobody, they ain't hanging out on the corner, shooting dice. Like we was, you know. Hey, man, bless the name of the Lord. Yeah, getting high,
amen.
You know, they keep them busy. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Like the man of God said, we need some more church activity for our youth. And hopefully the fellowship will get to that point where we can start doing those types of things. We can start maybe a football team, some kind of baseball, basketball, something to keep the kids busy throughout the year to keep them out of trouble. Praise God, hallelujah. And something that's religious-based, because everybody's doing non-religious, non-something. It's not ministerial. Like, they can't talk about Jesus. They can't talk about God. No, we want to do everything in the name of God. We want the kids to be focused on God. Praise God on today. Amen. Well, we just thank God thus far for what's taking place thus far, all the testimonies about the way the revival has impacted everyone, the fellowship, praise God, and we thank God for everybody. Like you say, we become a family, praise God, hallelujah, amen, and we hope. Hey, man, that more people will come, will hear the word and be changed by the word. Praise God, hallelujah. We thank God for the man that's been bringing the word. Hallelujah, amen. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce him, praise God. But first, let me give you a taste, hallelujah, of what you guys have been missing if this is your first time, hallelujah, tuning in.
Ladies and gentlemen, your friend and mine, the Holy Apostle, Eldon A. Curry.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I can hear the old songwriter say, amen. Lord, I'm striving,
trying to make 100, because 99 and a half
won't do. Come on now.
Hey! If I can make 100, I know God is going to turn it around for me. If I can make 100, I just believe something super is going to happen to my natural. If I can just make 100, glory to God, I know God going to do something in my life. Somebody say, in my life.
In my life.
You believe in God something in your life? How many of you believe it for God to do something? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you got something on the altar and you say, Lord, this is what I want you to do for me. Hallelujah. Yeah, Lord, I want all these things, but I don't want the things without you. Come on. Oh, I wish that somebody could happy right there. Yeah, Lord, I want you to bless me, but I want you to bless me spiritually. Amen. I want you to do something for me that I know, God, that beyond the shadow of a doubt, that it was because I stayed faithful. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know you shout much better when your spirit is shouting? Hallelujah. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, we made it to 100. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord right now. Lift him high tonight. Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I'm not gonna be alone tonight at all, beloved. But I just want to encourage you, amen, keep on listening. Keep on getting fed. Because the more you get fed, the stronger your spirit gets. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And so I just want to share this a little bit with you. Amen. Giving honor to God on tonight. Glory to God. I praise God for my brother tonight. Amen. My dear brother. Amen. I'll stop saying from another mother. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I thank God for Elder tonight. Amen. Bless your heart, man of God. And to everyone that's under the sound of my voice tonight, I just want to drop this little something in your spirit tonight that the Lord just dropped in my spirit about an hour or two ago. This is what he said to me. He said, son, he said, there's a separation going on. We keep talking about the separation. But check out what the Lord said to me tonight, y'all. He said, the separation is those who are following the cloud and those who are following the crowd. Come on here, somebody. I don't know if you caught what the Lord said. He said,
amen.
I'm separating those who are following the cloud, which represent the presence of God,
amen.
From
Hallelujah.
Those who are following the crowd. Somebody said the crowd.
The crowd.
The crowd.
There's a lot of folks following the crowd, but the cloud. Amen. Ain't a lot of people following the cloud. Come on here, somebody. Amen. See, you can only follow the cloud when God bring you out. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, the cloud means that you are familiar with him. The cloud means you got a personal relationship with him. Come on here, somebody. The cloud means that God is leading you by his presence. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come with me right quickly, and I'm not going to be long tonight, but I just intend to be strong for just a few minutes. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come with me to Exodus. Somebody say Exodus.
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 Whenever you hear the word Exodus, it means you send the exit from dust. Catch his revelation that the Holy Spirit is throwing out to us tonight. He said, I'm telling you, Exodus, because you get ready to exit the dust. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Exodus 13, verse 21.
I love that.
Is everybody there?
Exodus 13.
21.
Exodus 13.
Oh, 13?
13, 21.
Exodus 13, verse 21. Woo-wee. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tonight. I hear you. I hear you. Yes, Lord, I hear you. Hallelujah. Exodus 13, verse 21. Everybody ready?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And the word of the Lord reads, it says, and by day, the Lord went ahead of them. Somebody say, ahead of them.
Ahead of them.
How many of you know every day God goes ahead of us? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, y'all didn't catch that. How many of you know every day
Amen.
God goes ahead of us? Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, y'all. Oh, y'all still ain't taught it. How many know every day that the Lord goes ahead of us? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
That's why we don't know nothing till we pray. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You don't know what's out there till you pray. Because, see, God has already went ahead, glory to God. So he knows what today is. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so you ain't going to know what today is until you get with him, what, in prayer. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So the Bible says, by day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud, in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
And by night in a pillar of fire. In a pillar of fire to give them light so that they could travel by day or night. Hallelujah. Tell somebody that your victory is not in the crowd, it's in the cloud. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I wish somebody get happy.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Y'all didn't catch it. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, my victory.
My victory
is in the cloud.
It's not
in the
cloud.
It's not in the cloud.
It's in the cloud.
Hallelujah. It's in the cloud.
It's in the cloud.
Who are with somebody who give him praise?
Hallelujah. You shout out my salam.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
I feel the Holy Ghost. Say, neighbor, say, don't make a move without the cloud. Come on here, somebody.
Neighbor,
amen. Don't you do nothing without the cloud. Amen. If you don't see the cloud, don't you move. I don't know what the cloud do. You follow the cloud. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I'm trying to be good tonight, but I feel like he's lifting him up high tonight. Because he's saying, I'm getting ready to reveal myself to you, not in the crowd, but in the cloud. Amen. Right now, everybody is running after the crowd because they watching what the crowd do. Amen. Let me share something with you about what the Lord said about the crowd. He said, people that follow the crowd, it's because they want to be accepted. I don't know if y'all can hear me.
Amen.
Tonight. He said, people that follow the crowd want to be liked. And so they don't want to be different.
Amen.
But how many of you know that we can't run with God and run with the crowd at the same time? Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I mean, you know, that just because a lot of people doing it don't make it right. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, y'all better hear the Holy Ghost tonight. I said, just because a lot of people doing it don't make it right. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
If you seen a lot of people jumping off the bridge, would you jump off too? Amen. Because everybody come out, well, you know, I just want to do because so-and-so did it, but so-and-so is dead. Amen. And then you see other people jumping off the bridge and they died too. And then somebody gonna ask you, if you go jump, hallelujah. And then you got to make up your mind, am I gonna follow the cloud or am I gonna follow the crowd? Because God has said, don't you do it. Come on here,
amen.
Somebody.
Hallelujah.
You walk away. Come
hallelujah.
On here, somebody.
Amen.
Somebody said peer pressure.
Peer pressure.
Peer pressure.
And I know all of us have been around some peer pressure, you know, where, you know, people try to pump you up to do something. And, oh, you chicken. Oh, you scared. Amen. Are you just a scaredy cat? I ain't worried about being no scaredy cat. Amen. I would rather be there he is and there he lay. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Tell somebody,
hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, amen, don't you be no trick, glory to God. Hear the Lord go again. Don't be no trick, glory to God, because you ain't going to like the treat that come with it. Don't be no
amen.
Trick, hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The enemy got tricks, glory to God. But how many of you know that they old tricks? Come on here, somebody. They tricks that he done used on our grandparents. They tricks that he done used on our great-grandparents. Come on here, somebody. He ain't got no new trick. They old, glory to God. But the thing about the enemy is that you got to watch him because the old tricks will work. If you ain't fortified with God, come on here, somebody. You got to have your heart fixed and your mind made up. Come on here, somebody. Will somebody give God a praise?
Come on, preacher. You better preach that word, preacher. Hallelujah.
They were able to come out because they wasn't following the crowd. They was following the clouds. The Lord chose them. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. See, the
hallelujah.
Reason why you're not with the crowd is because God chose you and pulled you out the crowd. Come on here, somebody. You would have been with the crowd, but the Lord chose you. In the book of John, amen, he said, you didn't choose me. I chose you. Come on here, somebody. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I came and interrupted your program. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You were doing your own thing, and I decided that I wanted you. Glory to God. I decided before time even came into fruition that I was going to save you and make you mine. Come on, just somebody.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Somebody give God a praise tonight. Glory
hallelujah.
To God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
The reason why people hung up about the vaccine because they're following the crowd. But God said, don't follow the crowd. You better follow the cloud. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Because broad and wide is the way to destruction. And many that be find it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah to God tonight. Amen. If you got to walk by yourself, you better tell yourself, hello, glory to God. You better tell yourself, hey, me and you go have a party. If we got a party by ourselves, come on here, somebody. Don't let nobody come along and tell you what everybody else is. Amen. I don't care what everybody else is. My God is telling me don't move. And I'm not going to move because the cloud telling me to be still. I wish somebody would give God a praise. Hallelujah. Somebody bless his
hallelujah.
Name tonight.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, neighbor, your victory is not in the crowd. It's in the cloud. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Amen.
Your picture
yeah.
As long as you can see the clouds, you all right. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah. Glory
yeah.
God. As long as the cloud is around, I know I'm all right. I'm all right. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, I'm all right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't worry about me. Glory to God. I'm all right. I'm all right. Glory to
God.
Hallelujah. You ain't heard about the thousands, amen, that fell at your side. I'm still all right. Hallelujah. You ain't heard about the 10,000 that fell at your right hand? I'm still all right. Tell them I say I'm still all right. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
I'm still all right.
Why?
Hallelujah.
Because I'm protected by the cloud. Amen. The cloud is, hey, somebody is sending up a praise offering. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
What the cloud represents, beloved, is the presence of God. It represents the presence of God. And see, the only way that you're going to be able to stay close to the presence of God is through prayer, through worship, and through praise.
Amen.
Yeah.
Somebody said,
amen.
Somebody said, my prayer life.
My prayer life.
My prayer life.
My praise life.
My praise
my
life.
My praise life.
And my worship life.
My worship life.
And my worship
it's,
life.
It's my key to God. Come on here.
It's my key to God.
It's my key to God. I got to stay in praise. I got to stay in worship. I got to stay in prayer. I don't care what nobody else doing. I got to have three lives. I got to have a prayer life. Amen. Amen. I got to have a praise life. And then I got to have a worship life just so I can live. Amen. And stay close to God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah to his great name tonight. Lift him up, child of God. Lift him up, glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't care what they say about us. We going to follow the cloud. I don't care if they laugh at us. We going to follow the cloud. I don't care what kind of rumors they spread. I'm determined we going to follow the cloud. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Somebody lift him up. Hallelujah. Somebody lift the Lord up tonight. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I feel the Holy Ghost right now,
glory to God.
And the reason why ain't nothing hitting you is because the cloud is over you, glory to God. And as long as they stayed with the cloud, they was all right. See, what people don't know about the Ark of the Covenant is that the cloud was in there. What people don't know is that the glory cloud was in the Ark. Come on here, somebody. That's why everybody couldn't mess with it. Everybody couldn't touch it. Why? It was only for God's anointed. Somebody give God a praise tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I feel something supernatural tonight, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Amen. Add this here to the list. Amen. My victory is not in the crowd. It's in the cloud. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. In the cloud will lead me by day. Come on here, somebody. Because the Bible says that the cloud led them by day. Come on here, somebody. And the only way I'm going to know how to follow the cloud is through prayer. Come on here, somebody. If I pray, God will lead me by the cloud. Come on here, somebody. Because the Bible says that the Lord went before them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many know every day God is going before us? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Bless his name tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Glory
yes,
to God.
Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
A lot of people going to be disappointed, y'all.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people going to be mad. Amen. A lot of people going to be busted and disgusted. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because they done got a market they can't erase. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Because they was following the crowd and not the cloud. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And they thought they heard God. Amen. But God said, I'll never go against my word. Come on here, somebody. In the elbow, she said, my sheep is my Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And see, God ain't going to trick us. Hey, that's why we got the Holy Ghost. That's why you got to listen to the voice of the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. Amen. When we don't know, the Bible says that he began to pray, and he began to pray utterances. Hallelujah. He knows what we need, glory to God. Even when
Hallelujah.
We don't know what we need, amen, the Holy Ghost come in, and he prays for us. Come on here, somebody. It's just like in a courtroom, glory to God. It's in a courtroom. You know the one that be typing, that be taking dictation, glory to God. You don't hear nothing, but see every word is being typed.
Recorded.
Come on here, somebody. It's being recorded in a language that we don't understand, but they understand it. Come on here, somebody. In other words, you feel coded. Come on here, somebody. And the Lord said, you might not know what you need, but if you pray in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost will speak in a language that will convey it to heaven. Oh, y'all stand with me tonight. Hallelujah. I said the Holy Ghost in you, amen, is able to speak in a language that can reach heaven. Come on here, somebody. So I might not know what I need, but the Holy Ghost in me know what I need. And when I pray in the Holy Ghost, then the cloud
come on now.
And he will lead and guide me in the direction I need to go in. I'm with somebody, but help me lift the Lord up right quick. God says,
hallelujah.
In this season, pray in the Holy Ghost, and he will get in contact with heaven for you, and the cloud will come down and lead you in the way that you need to go. Somebody come on and pray. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Somebody give him a praise offering. Somebody give God a shout about CC Toro Lobo Sando. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hey.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You should be on fire right now, child of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We done had so many messages from heaven right now. We should be on fire right now. Our fire should be on fire. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on
now. Demons should be afraid of you right now. Hallelujah. Hell should be backing up, saying, that's them. Amen. They be online every night. Hallelujah. And the Lord got a hedge of protection around them. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Y'all forgot we got a hedge around us. Somebody give God praise for the head. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
Is that why Paul said, why I'm not ashamed of the gospel? But it is the power of God unto salvation. This is the time that it can't be no shame in our game. We got to stand for God like never before. When you a soldier stand, hallelujah, glory to God. And he stands at attention, hallelujah, because he's representing. We talking about we soldiers, but we ain't suited and booted. We talking about we soldiers, but we ain't standing at attention. God said, where my real soldiers at? Glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Somebody say ready. Somebody say ready. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Ready.
We're ready, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Ready.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Say, I got my war clothes on in the army of the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
I got my war clothes on. Yes.
Hey. How did I buy so cool? How did I buy? Tell somebody, say, neighbor, we going to be all right. We're going to be all right. Hallelujah.
We're going to be all right.
Hey, neighbor, do you got the cloud following you? Glory to God. Do you got the cloud of God over you?
Amen. Hallelujah, amen. Neighbor. You got the cloud following you.
You
got the cloud of God.
Let me tell you something. The cloud only stay with those who are obedient. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
The cloud will only stay over you if you're obedient. Come on here, somebody. You might not see the cloud, but God will allow others to see the cloud over you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God
hallelujah.
A shout out about Sando. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. Hallelujah.
It's in the cloud, Nate. Hallelujah. Your breakthrough is in the cloud. Hallelujah. Your next level is in the cloud, Abba Sando. Let me tell you something about the cloud. How you know you in the cloud. Because there ain't many in the cloud. Come on here, somebody. There's only a few with the cloud. Come on here, somebody. There's a whole bunch of folks when the crowd come on here, somebody, and it look right,
yeah.
But the Bible said that there is a way that seem right, but the end thereof. Come on here, somebody. It look right, but what do the end say? Come on here, somebody. My concern is about the end of it. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It's just like what R. Kelly said. Ain't nothing wrong with a little bump and grind, but let me tell you something. A little bump and grind cost him. Come on here, somebody. Now he can't even see daylight. You ain't hear me what I say? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, there's something wrong when it comes to the end thereof. Come on here, somebody. He was looking at the end of glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody, you better hear me tonight. I don't know who God talking to. You better get out of how you feel and follow the crowd and not the crowd. Don't worry about what people saying. Get people out of your ear. And God said, hear me, saith the Lord, glory to God. And if you stay with me, you going to be all right. Somebody give
Hallelujah.
God a shout. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Oh, it's tight, but it's right. I wish somebody would give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, yeah, it's tight.
Glory
but
to God.
It's right. And that's why I'm hearing from heaven tonight. Come on, somebody, give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 Tell your neighbor. Tell your neighbor right quick. Say, neighbor, I'm going to stay with the cloud. Glory to God. I trust the cloud. I don't trust the cloud. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Glory
yeah.
to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah to your great name tonight. Give God one more praise. Give God one more shout.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hey, God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Elder, come on in here and get some of this while the anointing of God is flowing. Hallelujah, glory to God. It's
hallelujah.
The cloud. Yes,
yes,
Lord, hallelujah tonight.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Follow the cloud, hallelujah, and not the crowd. Glory to God, hallelujah. Follow the cloud. Hallelujah, amen. The cloud, amen. That represents God. Like he said, the God made them by the cloud. Hallelujah. What is the word? Hallelujah. Of God saying, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We just thank God on tonight. Hallelujah. That we are following the cloud. Hallelujah. We now follow in the crowd. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. The Bible says it like this. He said, the road to heaven is narrow and few. Few will find it.
Yeah, be.
Glory to God. That's scary. That's scary because when you look at the churches are packed. Hallelujah. The churches are packed. Hallelujah, praise God. But he said only a few people gonna find it. Glory to God, hallelujah. Well, who are those few? Because the churches are packed with people, glory to God. Telling us, amen, it may be packed, but that road, the road to destruction is wide. Glory to God, hallelujah.
Amen.
You know why it's wide? Because they allow any and everything in the church.
I'm doing
glory
that.
Glory to God, hallelujah. They just trying to get to in. Praise God, hallelujah. But when they get to in, hallelujah, what are they teaching you once you're in it? Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's one thing to teach me how to get saved, but I need you to teach me how to stay saved. Glory to God. I'm going to say that again. Hallelujah. It's one thing for you to get me in the door, but you got to convince me to stay here. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
All right.
Praise God. So how do they convince them to stay in the church? They bend the rules. Hallelujah. Praise God. They let any and everything go. They give watered down word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And when you get watered down word, it's like
But I used to have a show called Uncensored. Hallelujah. And we said, amen, we don't give watered down words. Because when you water down medicine, it doesn't have the same effect that it had before you watered it down. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now it's going to take, it's going to take longer for you to heal if you get healed at all. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you watered it down because it was bitter. The word was bitter. Remember this, listen, let me say this. I got to say it real quick. Remember when Jesus was in the town, I forgot the name of the town, but he was in a town and was a blind man. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out the town. Praise God. Then the Bible says, hallelujah, amen, that he spit in his eye. Hallelujah, praise. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but whether I'm blind or not, if you say, hello, I'm finna help you. And then I hear, and then something wet hit my face. Glory to God. I'm offended whether I'm blind or not, because all I know is you just spit on me. Sometimes the word of God can be offensive.
That's right.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes the word of God can be offensive.
Come on.
Sometimes the word of God can hurt your feelings. Glory to God. Remember when we talked about the cloud. Remember when he came down in a cloud, amen, and he talked to Moses' sister. Praise God. Hallelujah. Who are you to question
Miriam.
The man of God? Miriam. Hallelujah. Because this is what Miriam told Moses. Miriam told Moses, hallelujah. It wasn't really just about his wife being a T-shirt woman. Hallelujah. Praise God. She added something else. She said, are you the only one that talks to God? Don't God talk to the rest of us too? Praise God. Hallelujah. And Moses didn't say a word. Instead, God came down in a cloud. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when he came down in the cloud, he cursed Mary. And for and Moses, watch this. Moses had to turn around and pray for her. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, you know what, Moses, because you prayed for her, I'm going to go ahead and heal her. But she still got to sit over there for 7 days. Before I heal her, she got to sit over there for 7 days. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why? Because you cannot speak against the word of God. We think we're talking against the person. Hallelujah. But we're really talking against the word of God. Remember when they came and they brought their offering to Peter? Hallelujah. Amen. Ananias and Sapphira. Hallelujah. He didn't say, why did you lie to me? He said, why did you lie to the Spirit of God? Come on now. So it ain't about me. It ain't about the apostle. Hallelujah. It ain't about the people you hear and speaking. It's about the Spirit of God. What does the Spirit of God say? Because that's who you're speaking against.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you really want to speak against something, speak against what's going on in the church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. They're allowing any and everything in the church. They got Christmas trees in the church. Hallelujah. They're getting ready to have Halloween in the church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. They're probably going to have Thanksgiving, New Year. Amen. They're probably going to have a Valentine's Day celebration. They're going to have all kinds of festivities, worldly festivities in the church. Praise God. Hallelujah. But when you want that real word, you better come to this prayer line, praise God, hallelujah. And you're going to get that real word on tonight, hallelujah. You're going to follow the cloud and not the crowd, hallelujah, on tonight. Amen. We thank God for the man of God. We want to open up the line at this time. If anybody got a comment, a question, amen, a word of encouragement on tonight as we get ready to close out the 100th episode. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. This would be the time to do so. The phone lines are wide open. Praise God. If you got a testimony or prayer request tonight, amen, feel free. Amen.
Brother Andre. I have accepted prayer requests. I have one for my household and for protection for Johnny. But I have another one for a friend, for a young man. I've been praying and trusting in the Lord that the Lord will open the door for him. Because the door has been shut on him, and he can't open it. But we know the Lord could open it. And I just been praying and trusting in the Lord that the Lord will open this door for this young man. And once he closes, once he opens it, let him close it. And this young man's name is Bruce. Remember a while back, I requested you guys add him to our prayer list.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the only two prayers requests I'm seeking for tonight.
Amen.
And I need prayer.
Amen.
We prayed for you earlier, Sister Kathleen. You still want prayer. We always pray for one another, whether we on the line or not.
Yeah.
I brought you up.
I need prayers, and I guess I need favor from the Lord, you know, in the situation I've been working on my parents and them house and put a brand new roof on the house, and half of the roof is gone. And I got to pay that FEMA pick up the tab for the rest of the stuff because I don't have no insurance on it. And pretty that, you know, I stay healthy through all of this that I'm going through. It's just so much, you know, where I don't have no lights and stuff like that where we at, and got trees I need to get cut down, and you don't have money, and it's just a mess. It's like a nightmare. You don't know where to start it. My house got damaged this time, but I know God is still going to work it out some kind of way. I don't know how he's doing it, and I'm not even going to question him. I'm just going to walk in it, you know? But sometimes he says things happen for good for those that love him. So I'm believing that's what that is. And my brother and sister that attacked me, my brother lost his house and his children did. So, you know, all of us is fine right now.
Amen.
But Louisiana really needs prayers right now, all over. And some places that need help real bad and they don't have no power to use our cell phone to let them know that they need help. Everybody is going through right now.
Amen.
My son, that's where I'm at right now, his house is damaged bad. And, you know, we have, like, flashlights, you know. And I don't know if we could last 2 months without lights and stuff. And to get gas, it takes you 4 hours, and you can get up to the gas station. They might tell you that it ran out of gas. So you done sit there all those hours. And don't have nothing, you know. Took us 2 hours to get a bag of ice today. You know, but God is good. You know, at least we got some ice.
Amen.
Thank you for the little beauty thing. You know, was look little, but you was big, big right now. You know.
Yeah.
And I know that, you know, how do you get it from God? So I'm asking them to provide what I can be able to do. You know, I don't want to get to the point where I feel that it's not working. And I know it's working. Because all things work together for good for those that love it. You know, I can't let people make me feel that he's not working. Yes, he is working.
Amen.
You know, it's
You don't know what it is to pick up shingles all day long. And then when you look around, look like you still got more, you know. It's not an easy test. And that's not even at my house yet, you know. But God is good. I just need, you know, prayers for my whole family.
Amen.
My sister like they had a nervous breakdown 2 days ago. They had to call the people. It's just, you know, it's just so much. You know, it's like I haven't had a break yet. You know, I lost five cousins and a brother-in-law, six people in less than 2 months, you know.
Wow.
And then the storm came, and then praying for a child that's in jail that should have been out long time ago. You know, it's just so much. You know? When you get caught in the system, you know.
Amen. Well, we're praying that the Lord will reverse that. He's coming home. He's coming home.
I believe that.
He is. I can feel it.
I claim that in the name of Jesus.
You know what? You know what's going to happen? What's going to end up happening is what happened with Katrina here. They had to free all those men. Because all the evidence and all the paperwork and stuff was destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
They freed a lot of them, but a lot of them was justly, they were set up and lied on and, you know, all of them, I'm not saying all of them because there's good and bad in every race and every nationality. But you know all them Southern cops are back there. You know what? Like I told you before, the good Lord works in mysterious ways. This may, you know, something's good going to happen. We just don't know where it went. You just got to keep the faith and be patient. And I'm not just saying it because I'm out here. Because that's my birth state, and all of the rest of my last living relatives is out there. My auntie that we prayed for a while back is back in the hospital. They said she's not going to make it throughout the month, so she might be gone already, and I just don't know because they don't have no way of getting in contact with me.
Yes, Lord.
You just don't know.
Our hearts and prayers go out to everybody that's going through right now. I'm from Houston, so I personally know what it's like. Amen. Praise God. And I've been there, Sister Kathleen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And as long as we hold on to God's hand, we'll make it through there. I was homeless. Me and my wife, me and my current wife, we were homeless. Me and my current wife, we were homeless at the time during Hurricane Harvey. Hurricane Harvey hit Houston. Me and my wife were homeless at the time. My mother died in March. My father died in September. And we were still homeless at the time. So, and my little brother was going back and forth in jail. So and the damages that were done to people's houses down there, the flood, the water, like I've been there, and I'm telling you, God brings us through stuff to bring us through stuff. Hallelujah. Amen. A lot of other repairs that you thought you was gonna have to pay for, FEMA gonna have to pay for those. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A lot of times. I saw a lot of blessings in the skies when Hurricane Harvey hit. People got new cars. These cars ain't ran in years. Praise God. And they call FEMA out there. They say, well, my car got flooded out, and they got brand new cars. Like they, I mean, not new car, but, you know, they got like $1,500 down there, bought them another car. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we never know.
Amen.
There's a blessing in the storm. There's a blessing in the storm.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's what I told Sister Catalina. I was born and raised in Louisiana, and as a young child and as a young lady coming up, we experienced a lot of tornadoes and hurricanes and stuff, flooding and stuff. And my mother just got tired. And she brought me, and me and her relocated to California. About a year or two later, my brother came. But, you know, I've been through it, and, you know, I keep telling her, we just got to hang in there, you know. God works in mysterious ways. This is a blessing. But it hurts. You know, and I'm not just saying it because I live out here in the state of California, but I didn't experience all the earthquakes. I remember the one in the early 70s, the one in 94. You know, we basically had our tragedies, and I had two little kids with no place to go. And I have testified before, I was homeless with two kids. And God brought me through it. But, you know, it hurts. But as long as we trust in him and keep the faith, he's going to restore all them things. Those are immaterialistic things. They're going to be replaced. They can be replaced. But the main thing is you still have your life. I'm still worrying about my auntie. I don't know. She may be gone already because she was already struggling. And it's just, you know, it's just too much. And they had just released her 2 days before the hurricane. Yeah.
Wow.
But that was my cousin. Listen, you guys, that was my cousin's stupidity. Because we specifically, her older brother and I, we told her, because she was still admitted in the hospital, we told her, call the doctor, speak to the doctor, ask the doctor to see if is there any way they could keep her until this hurricane passed. Because what if we have to evacuate? How are you going to evacuate a senior citizen, a bedridden person, in the flood? We didn't know how severe it was going to be. Oh, no, she was down there talking about, that's my mama, that's my mama. Can't nobody tell me what to do. And one got her. Then the hurricane hit 2 days later. She stuck up in the house with no lights, no gas, no water, no nothing for 4 days. So they by the grace of God, they got her back to the hospital. And last word I got was they said she's not going to make it throughout this month. I haven't heard anything since.
Wow.
You know, I had three losses. My husband, then my son, then my brother. So, you know, we just got to be strong and trust in the Lord, you know.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
It's sad to say because when Katrina hit 16 years ago, I know people from Los Angeles, California, caught the Greyhound bus out there and claimed they was residents and they was living out there, and FEMA gave them $10,000 and put them up in hotels. So it's abuse. And I was like, it's sad that, but you know, whatever is good, somebody's going to find a way to abuse it.
Amen.
You know, and then my auntie, when she really had serious damages to her property, she couldn't get nothing. We don't know who somebody lied and said they lived there and used her address.
Yo, did you get to me?
According to their records show, their records showed a certain amount of money was, you know, put toward this residence.
Yep.
And for the families that was living in them, in that residence at that time. But she couldn't get it done. She had to,
wow.
She had to get a loan. She had to get a loan to make the repairs to her house. And she's still paying for it. Well, maybe not.
Put that scooter
for
hitting my belt.
It's just a type and sign of the time we living in, you know. Yeah.
What?
Everyone still there?
Yes. Amen. We thank God. Well, we just thank God for God being God and God keeping us through all these situations. Praise God. When we look back over time, during our lifetime, people died around us. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we still here. We are still here. Praise God. So God got to have some kind of reason for having us here. He got some kind of calling on our life, something for us to fulfill.
Amen.
And we need to thank God for that.
Amen.
We need to thank God for that. Praise God. For him shielding us from all that hurt, that harm, that danger that came. Praise God. It could have been us. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we still here. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But we just thank God on tonight. We thank God for the revival. Amen. 100 shows in. Hallelujah. We thank God for God just being God all by himself. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the man of God that's been showing up every night and showing that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Giving the word of God the way God gave it to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for him on tonight. Amen. Praise God. If you haven't sown your seed, amen, sow your seed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And be blessed. Praise God. Hallelujah. We encourage you to partner with the fellowship. Praise God. It's the 100th episode. Hallelujah. Maybe God put it on your heart to sow a $100 seed. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Just be obedient to whatever God, hallelujah, tell you to do on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We just thank God for everything God is doing. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for the fellowship, the ministry. Amen. The family. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We pray we can stay being there for one another. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lifting up one another in the word. Hallelujah. Praise God, and we thank God once again, like I said, for the man of God that always brings the word regardless of what's going on. Hallelujah. We thank God for him on tonight, and I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over to his head. Hallelujah, so he can give his final announcement and pray us out for tonight. It's back in your hands, man of God.
That word. Firm what the Lord put in your spirit, man of God. The Lord spoke to me this morning and said that whoever sold a $100 seed is going to be blessed beyond measure because the anointing of God is on that seed right now. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank God on tonight for those who will be obedient to God and obey God tonight. And if you're looking for a miracle or a breakthrough, I'm here to tell you that it's in the $100 seed. If you can do that and obey God, because the Lord right now is saying to us, he said, I'm getting ready to pull you guys blessing that you're not going to have room enough to receive it. I want to also pray a special prayer of mercy for Louisiana, especially being born and raised in Louisiana. I want to pray God's mercy over Louisiana. So, Father, we thank you right now, Lord. We ask you right now, Lord, that have mercy, Lord, on Louisiana. Thank you, Lord, for everyone, God, that yet standing, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we ask you, Lord, to move speedily, supernaturally, Lord, for everyone right now, Lord God. You see everybody's situation, and you know, Lord, that everybody's standing in need of. God, Arabasando, I ask you right now to move swiftly and quickly, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Father, we thank you right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Send help, God. Send help, God. Hallelujah. Send your help right now. In the mighty name of Yahshua. And God, we will give your name. Lord God, we thank you right now, Lord. Hallelujah. And we give you praise. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Somebody start a prayer.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Are there any more comments before I get ready to close up on tonight?
I have a comment. I just want to say the 100th episode was very educational. I mean, the whole process that I'm going through, I want to lift you up and pray for you and Brother Andre. And I want to continue to pray for everyone on the prayer line as they would pray for me. And I just, you know, I'm just so grateful and appreciative that I have someone to take the time to explain what I don't understand, you know. And I just want to encourage you guys to be strong and keep praying for me and my family and my household. And, you know, I just want to thank you guys. I want to thank God for Mother Alberta for kindness, you know, because it ain't about us, like she said earlier. It's about saving souls or saving someone, you know. And you guys could honestly say, I could honestly say, and God knows I could honestly say, when I'm on this line, I don't pray for me. I'm praying for other people. But that's the way it should be. Because what I know, while I'm praying for other people, somebody praying for me. It's about the love. You share the love. You know?
Amen.
So I'm really grateful and thankful for you two young men.
Yeah, thank you, Sister Linda. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you, Sister.
I thank
you
for them all the time.
God bless you guys, too.
Every time I said when I sin, how the enemy start attacking, you know. And I know it's just the enemy, but you know it's gonna get better. You know, sometimes they say our struggle look like it's real bad before it be good. It's gonna straighten back up, you know.
Exactly, it will, because you know what? God closes doors to open better doors. And even though that's my birth state and I was born and raised there, the Lord keep hitting that state, especially New Orleans, because it's a lot of sin going down in there. And he's not happy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of murder, unnecessary murdering going down there, a lot of drugs. It's just a sinful city. People down there practicing witchcraft and all that craziness, and they're just still not taking a heed to it, you know. When I was a young girl, and I was coming up, when it'd be lightning and thundering back there,
like the pastor said, we weren't allowed to. We had to get somewhere, sit down, and shut up. And I used to ask my mom and my grandma, why we always got to sit down and shut up? Because that's the Lord speaking. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know. All the thing I could say, he's on his way. And nobody know the day or hour, so you better be ready. Because, you know, this Bible's in itself.
Amen.
Well, I
know that God's mercy endures forever. So even with everything that is going on right now, God's mercy.
Amen.
Lamentation says it is because of God's mercy that we are not consumed.
Amen.
His compassion fail not. Come on. His compassion fail not. So, you know, God can always take and make whatever is left over fresh. Yeah, God can. Nothing is too hard for God. But lot of repentance and a lot of prayer is going to have to come out of Louisiana. And they going to have to repent and get and turn their face toward God so God's mercy can restore Louisiana.
Amen.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
You know.
Man, yeah, because it's a lot of witchcraft and devil in Louisiana. And God.
Let me say this. Why you on this subject? Okay, the Lord laid this on my heart a good while back. God said he don't care how much witchcraft it is. It still can't overtake him.
Amen.
He said heaven and earth might pass away, but his word going to still stand. Even though the storm came, sometimes tend to pluck up stuff for the restart all over. If you see the size tree that came up from the root, I know God is real. So the devil can have what he wants, but he still can't go over the bloodline. That's why God got a lot of people praying. This storm would have wiped Louisiana off the map if it wasn't for some people praying.
Amen.
So
hallelujah.
I'm not going to sit here and give the devil the glory that he done did something. He ain't did nothing. You know, God said he didn't give us a spirit of fear. He did not give us a spirit. And I'm not going to let nobody say that just because they got witchcraft in New Orleans or whatever. It have it all over the world. God said he suffered a wish to live. So I'm worried about what the word says.
God's mercy. But see, God says that until we repent.
But let me tell you something, brother. It has so many people is really repenting. The same sin going on in New Orleans is going on in your city too.
Amen. We agree with that. It's all over the world.
God's judgment is everywhere, not just in one place.
Everywhere. But what it is, it's not for us to say that this is taking over. The devil is a lie. Because God say, when you done did all you know what to do is staying, and I know prayers do work. All the trouble I went through with my brother and my sister. Do you know they called me when the storm was coming? And I said, oh, Lord, if she called me three times, I'm going to have to flip. Called me three times, I have to flip. So who report I'm going to believe? You understand? You can't get in the category of letting the devil overtake you, because let me tell you something. God let us know that they're there. They are real. You know, just like
Amen.
People don't believe
Amen.
Hell is real. It is real, Pastor.
But you know what?
And
I was saying,
an could be anything you worship more than God. I don't care what it is. It can could be consist as witchcraft, whatever.
Exactly.
So,
but you know what? What I was saying, it's witchcraft. It's all this madness all over the internet. That's because people
there's a call.
And the people
see,
that
here's the thing.
Instead of
us getting offended, let's take into consideration.
No, listen.
We need to just say, okay, Lord, whatever I need to do, I'm going to do it because I want to see your hand move. Because at the end of the day, that's what we want to see.
The word of God said, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And generation curses, that's why I'm always breaking generation curses. The first, second, third, fourth, fifth generation, as far as the bloodline can run, I break those curses in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over. I'm not going to walk in Louisiana with the fear of witches and warlocks. Oh, no, I'm not. Because the word of God said he suffered with to live. So I'm not even going to put that in my vocabulary right now. People tell you, oh, don't do this or don't do that. I tell you, I met a friend. And where I originally came from, I never had problems with black and white. They did. There was the black pamphlet and all this. I never lived that type of life. I don't know what that is all about. I always was raised with black and white.
Amen.
I have them in my family. So if that's a curse, that's their business. I ain't got nothing to do with it. I just ask God to help me show them Jesus in me and bind the enemy. God said, if you bind a strong man, it can't do nothing. So,
yeah,
I understand.
I understand quite well.
Yeah, we're not saying that the devil then took over. We're saying that the destruction is coming, but like we're saying, it's all over because the wrath of God is all over because these things are all over.
It's all over,
mm-hmm.
You know? And
it is.
You know, ain't no city is the best city. Ain't none of them. All are striving to get to be good. It have churches supposed to be good churches, and they're doing the devil's work in the church.
Amen.
You know, who report are we going to believe? Just like people talk about the virus and all of this here. If we get a spirit of fear, you would do the opposite. You know? I live in Louisiana. I can tell you what people do just by looking at them. People know who you are. You know how they say you read your mail and know nothing about you? You know? So I'm just saying at this time, I'm not going to let the devil put a spirit of fear of that on me because too much is going on right now. Just like this pastor keep calling me on the phone, leaving messages on my phone for me to call him back that the Lord didn't give him this about me and the Lord didn't give him that about me. I don't want to fall in the hands of the enemy. And I know you're supposed to pay your tithe and offering. And if you don't have it, you can do other things in paying tithe. I help different other people right now because I have no money. The money that I get a month is hardly nothing, 700 and some odd dollars. Last month, my whole check bounced. And let me show you something. The people, my credit was all right to give me two credit cards. Came time to pay it. It didn't have a dime to even pay it with. So what I'm supposed to do? Go rob somebody or something like that, or trust the Lord. The lady that gave all she had, she didn't have nothing but a mic. She didn't, and it was more than what everybody else had given. So, I'm sorry.
You know what I was saying about we got all these disaster God's wrath all over the universe? That's because they done took the Lord out of the equation. Nobody worship him. Nobody praise him. Nobody thank him. And, you know, everybody's just bluntly disrespecting him. You know, they give a homosexuals rights, and God is not pleased with the way the world is.
I know God made all of us.
Okay? Listen.
But we had a free will. Listen, we had a free will to go right or wrong. And those people that lesbian and gay, they took the church to go the way that they're going. And that's not the way God want them to be. But it's not
Amen.
For us to misuse them. I don't misuse them. I just hate the sin that's in them. I don't call myself. I let them know, you know, that's the way you want to live. That's your life. Don't bring it to me. But I don't treat them bad. I worked on jobs with them in the hospital. They be in places where you work at, and they won't let you know they're better woman than what you are and all kind of stuff. So that
Amen.
I know that's a spirit. I would tell them, baby, you was a peach out of reach, and plum can't give up none. You need to sit down somewhere. So
Amen.
I know what it is to work with them.
But you know what the Lord, we're talking about what the Lord says. You know what the Lord says, you know what?
Listen, man
will become so great, so powerful.
Can I say something?
Very
quick thing. Saying so that we can wrap this up. Listen, say, the bottom line is this.
It's this.
Is that a lot of things, Mr. Buck, can I say this? A lot of what's going on right now is because of straight out disobedience and rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
And we just need to come in line with the Lord. We got our own way of how we want things done, but God says it got to be like how I want it done.
Amen.
And there ain't no sugarcoating, there ain't no way around it. God says if we don't obey, curses will come up on us. And what has happened is that people are experiencing curses is because they're not obeying God and they're doing what they want to do. Thank you, Lord. And they want to give him a Cain offering. An offering of, God, I just be thankful that I'm giving you this. Oh, you need to change our mentality about how we're giving to God. And God said, if you honor me, I will honor you.
Mm-hmm.
We can't get mad about the wrath of God because the wrath of God is just as real as the love of God. We talk about the love of God, but the love of God is in effect for those who honor and obey him. And the wrath of God is for those that do not honor and obey him. So, you know, at the end of the day, we just got to say, Lord, where am I? Am I pleasing you? And am I doing what you want me to do?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the Lord had me to pray for mercy. He said, pray for mercy. Because it's my mercy that endures forever. And so I pray tonight that we will all come into one accord for God's mercy. Because Hades is suffering. Amen. Countries around the world are suffering. But we know that God's love is able to forgive and to heal and bring everything back together. So, you know, we definitely have a peace. Everyone.
Thanks.
And every city, country lifted right now.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. And we continue to pray that God will send his mercy. Somebody say mercy.
Mercy.
when everything else fails, we can always call on the mercies of God, because the mercies never fail. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Amen.
We ain't going to never say that the devil got more power than God. Not here. Not never. Because the enemy only has as much power as a person give him.
Amen.
And the only way we give him power is through disobedience. But God still has the final place. So we thank God on tonight. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Praying for you, Sister Kathleen, that God will move for you speedily and expeditiously. Amen.
Amen.
You are definitely in our prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
So, Father, we thank you on tonight for what our eyes have seen, what our ears have heard, for what our heart understands. We thank you tonight, God, that you let us that our victory is not in the crowd, it's in the cloud. We thank you that you are a pillar of cloud by day. Thank you for the cloud that cover us. Thank you for the spirit of obedience, Lord. Hallelujah. Have mercy, God. Hallelujah. In your wrath. We thank you, oh God. We bless your holy name tonight. We thank you that the enemy is still at the feet of foes. And we give you praise, oh God, that you are still the I Am God, that all power, all glory, all anointing belongs to you, O God. And we thank you and we give you praise and glory and honor. Bless on tonight, God. Hallelujah. Touch the heart of those, God, who will be obedient, God, to sow that $100 seed, God, so they can see your hand and miracles move, God, in the Bible. We thank you for all things, for all blessings. We thank you, O God. And we give you praise. What I say unto one.
What I
say
unto
one.
And one. I say unto all.
Watch.
Watch.
And pray.
And
pray.
And live holy.
And live
holy.
Every day.
Every day.
Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
I love you.
I love you.
And ain't nothing you can do about it. Somebody.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Somebody bless the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Y'all are not dismissed until tomorrow night. I love you much in the Holy Ghost. Somebody
amen. Everyone be blessed.
Amen. See y'all tomorrow night. We passed the time to play the music, people. Sorry. Amen. But have a blessed night. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
All right. Love y'all.
Love y'all too.